I am Paul Gehringer, and I'm the Extension Legal Specialist here at the University of Maryland.
And Paul, we want your insight into what happened with the verdict in North Carolina against a Murphy Brown Smithfield-owned hog operation in favor of plaintiffs. The initial judgment was very large, $50 million, I believe, but what has since been reduced. However, North Carolina has a right to farm law. Why didn't that law on the books protect this type of large judgment?
You are correct. There is a right to farm law on the books there. And the reason it didn't apply in this case is all states have one of these. They're very state-specific as to what they protect. And in North Carolina's case, the state law, according to at least the judge in this court, said in order for the right to farm law to apply, there has to be a change in condition. And when the ruling was made, the judge relied on the fact that the plaintiffs who are residents in the vicinity of these hog farms had showed evidence that either their houses or their property in some way had been a residence before the hog farm was established, and I forget how many years ago that hog farm had been established. So in order for the hog farm to gain the protection of this law, there had to be some sort of change that led the hog farm to then become a nuisance, because the residents had always been there in some form or fashion. Before the hog farm existed, it was always a residential area, according to the court. It may have been in an ag area, but there were residents there. And this led off of a prior decision from a North Carolina court where a youth camp had been in the vicinity for 6 years, and then a hog farm moves in. 15 years later, the hog farm becomes a nuisance to the church camp, or not church camp, a youth camp. And in that case, the court said because the youth camp had always been there for 60 years prior to the farm moving in, there had been no change in conditions, and the right to farm law didn't even kick in at that point.
Okay, so the way the law was worded made this possible. Other states, I presume, don't have that particular loophole, if you will.
Yeah, many states do not. Other states may say that the farm itself has to change in such a condition that it would become a nuisance and then define what those changes and conditions are. Others may just say it automatically applies as long as you're following certain requirements.
Okay.
Already written in the state law.
What do you make of the decision, or and what was the, why was the decision of the amount of the settlement or the judgment in the case reduced from $50 million, I think you said $3 million?
Yes, it was reduced to $3 million, and that is, there is a law in the books in North Carolina, and I'm still not clear how it works, but it usually comes in states as a part of tort reform. It limits the cap on punitive damages that businesses can end up paying. So if we look at damages, typically they'll be whatever you actually were damaged by. So if it's, you know, personal injury or something where you were hurt, whatever your cost in, you know, whatever you lost because of your injury, you're going to get paid back. And then punitive is kind of to punish you for, you know, the bad thing you did or the other party did. So the court or the state legislature put a cap on those damages that businesses could end up having to pay. And I believe they're three times the amount of the general damages.
With your legal background, does this case still stand out in terms of a $3 million judgment for neighbors complaining about odors and property issues?
It really does, because, I mean, with others, we haven't really seen that high of damages. They may be small damages amounts or getting the farm to implement certain procedures to sort of limit odors or other issues that could come up with the farm. It's really eye-opening when you see a farm get hit at first for $50 million and now for $3 million. That's still a lot of money, however you think about it.
Neither of us was privy to the court proceedings, and neither of us, I presume you haven't been to the farm.
I have not been.
Right. And we don't know the extent of the issue for the neighbors. So the fact that there is a remedy for them that exists everywhere, I would think from the neighbor perspective, is a good thing. From the hog production, food production perspective, however, it sounds like there is maybe open season in North Carolina on these facilities, because I believe we've seen reported that this was sort of the bellwether case, and there are others planned. Uh-huh. Okay, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so from my understanding is this is a small class action lawsuit with neighbors around a variety of hog farms in North Carolina suing over the general nuisance that these hog farms potentially have been causing. And typically when we have cases like this, the attorneys will figure out which are the best cases to put forward and which plaintiffs have the best case to potentially win, or which ones show off the facts the best. And they kind of put those out there as, like what you said, the bellwethers, to see how the others will turn out. So we deal with those first, and then potentially it will either lead to a settlement or an appeal. And it looks like from stuff I've seen so far, Murphy Brown Farms are looking at appealing this decision.
We have spoken with those in the hog industry who say job one is to protect the environment, is to protect, that they have quality assurance programs in place, and that there are numerous technologies to reduce odors and things like that. But I guess, do you consider this somewhat of a legal wake-up call for the hog industry?
I believe it is. I mean, like you said, there is technology out there. The problem may be it may be cost prohibitive for some producers to be able to put it on, depending on how the contracts are structured with the integrator in the end. There's potentially going to be issues with that, and there's, trying to get that producers to realize they need to adopt that new technology that can reduce a lot of these odors.